Well, first, let me say I support the president's effort at deficit reduction. Obviously, we need to put our country on a fiscally sustainable path, and I believe federal employees are willing to do their part in that effort. What I object to with the White House decision is singling out federal employees without putting this in the larger context of an overall deficit reduction plan for the country. And I think by singling out federal employees, you run the risk of falling into the trap that, you know, of this myth that a lot of Republican colleagues have put out there, that we have an unproductive and overpaid workforce, which is just purely false. It's just untrue. Every study has shown not only are they not overpaid, but they've been paid less than their private sector counterparts, and that the size of the federal civil service is, in fact, lower today than it has been many times in the past, including if you go back to the 1960s. So my concern in the way the White House rolled this out was that it gave some ammunition to folks who want to perpetuate this myth. I know that wasn't their intention, but it would have been far preferable if the White House had included this as part of an overall package because, as I say, I think federal employees recognize that everyone's got to do their part, but they shouldn't be singled out.
How do you talk then to the federal employees who are seeing their salary being frozen and starting to feel like the pincushion of America? They're being thrown under the bus, or at least that's how they feel. How do you reconcile that?
Well, as I said in my statement and will continue to state and work toward, we need to provide a path toward long-term deficit reduction in this country. And what the White House needs to do and the president needs to do along with the Congress is put together a comprehensive plan for getting there. And, you know, federal employees have said they're willing to be part of that. But to single them out in this way and not part of an overall plan, again, feeds this myth that a lot on the right want to perpetuate, that we have an unproductive federal workforce, when in fact we have a workforce that every day is delivering services for the American people. And I can assure you that we all hear about it when there are problems, you know, when Social Security checks are not delivered on time, when, you know, something goes wrong. But look, we just had the FBI, squashing this plot, bombing plot. You know, can we really do with less FBI agents? Do you want to do with less border security agents? Do you want fewer people processing Social Security checks, meaning that they won't get there on time? So these are real choices. And so to feed the myth that we have sort of an unproductive or an overpaid federal workforce, I think is a mistake. It's not a mistake to ask federal employees to help shoulder some of the burden here. And I think federal employees are willing to do it. What's a mistake is singling them out in this way, in a piecemeal fashion, not part of an overall deficit reduction plan.
We are talking with Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He's giving us his take on the federal pay freeze proposal. We're also hearing rumblings of expanding the freeze to include military personnel. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a, if you're talking about non-combat personnel, that has been the tradition and practice in the past. In other words, there's been the principle of pay parity with respect to civilian personnel and military personnel who are not involved in combat. Because, for example, at the Pentagon, you have military personnel sitting side by side with civilian Pentagon personnel, often doing the same job involving the same sort of duties. And so it calls into question why one of the individuals would be treated differently than the person sitting at the desk right next to them. Now, when you're talking about combat, that's a totally different thing, and I think people recognize that. But the tradition has been to adhere to the principle of pay parity.
What is the process at this point? What should we be watching for?
Well, this is part of next year's budget process and appropriations process. So, of course, the president's right now in the process of working with OMB to put together their budget, and they will submit that budget to the Congress, and it will be considered by the Congress. And in that context, I think it's appropriate that the Congress consider a more comprehensive plan, as I'm indicating, that federal employees should not be singled out as part of this process. But it is important that we put this country on a fiscally stable, long-term foundation. And everybody needs to do their part. It's just that federal employees shouldn't be singled out. And by singling out federal employees, I do think it risks feeding this myth about an unproductive federal workforce, which is simply not the case.
When you say everyone should do their part, and when you talk about a more comprehensive plan, do you have any specifics in mind that would be that could be included?
Well, as you know, the President's Deficit and Debt Reduction Commission is in the process of finalizing their recommendations, and they'll have a number of things that are proposed. Now, some of those things are going to be seen as good ideas. Some are going to be seen as bad ideas. But I think we should have a full national debate on the different ideas that are out there. I mean, there are other commissions as well and groups that have put forward their ideas. So let's have this big debate and then put together a plan. And let's do it in that fashion rather than just singling out federal employees.